Back in studio on this Tuesday afternoon, Tienis Jansen van Rensburg of bandwithblog.co.za for our Tech Talk discussion. Tienis, welcome back, my brother.
Thank you.
I got to ask you about this. The social media side, we're tackling a little bit of social media, some new developments. Mm-hmm. With the spotlights on Threads and Twitter.
Yes.
Okay, so Threads, for those who don't know, is now the direct opposition to Twitter. And Twitter would no longer be Twitter for much longer.
That's a situation as we see it right now. So it's very interesting what's happening in that space. Obviously, it's completely changed over the last 6 to 12 months with Elon buying Twitter. The value of the company essentially halving since he paid $44 billion for it. Now there's like internal struggles with Twitter as well, and people are just leaving, and they're struggling to keep some of the services alive, and it's a lot of drama. Yeah. And in swoops Threads at what seems like exactly the right time, right?
Yeah. Okay, so just quickly run it down. Threads is now what and by who?
Threads is a Instagram app, so it's owned by Meta, former Facebook, and it's pretty much linked to Instagram. So what makes it interesting is that if you've got an Instagram account, you create your Threads account, and you can immediately start to get the same followers from Instagram on Threads if they also join Threads.
Oh.
So it's a nice model to build engagement quite quickly, right? I think it was a very effective strategy because they are the quickest downloaded app in history. They were downloaded 100 million times in less than 5 days.
Yeah, no, look, that's a big uptake.
That is a very big uptake. And that first week, they were reporting crazy numbers in terms of not only obviously the signups, but engagement rates and how much time people spend on the app and how many, how often they comment and reply and like and whatever higher than...
I feel a bit left out here because I haven't even gotten it, so I might look into it.
Yeah, no, me neither. But what's interesting is that that first week, everything was amazing. It was growing so quickly. The second week, the engagement just fell off. So it was kind of like that new shiny thing.
Everybody... I want to see what this is about.
Yeah, and exactly. So a lot of people are saying the experience at the moment is actually way better than Twitter because they haven't started to advertise on the platform yet. It's kind of like old school Twitter, quite pure, and just people excited about this new thing and engaging much more than they would necessarily on Twitter because of the issues that Twitter have been having. So a lot of people are saying, can Threads actually compete with Twitter long term? I would say probably yes, probably for the first time. There was Mastodon and Blue Sky and T2 that were Twitter competitors. They still exist, but they're super small and niche. And Threads could be the first big competition for Twitter. And Elon, I think, is shaking in his boots a little bit because he also wants to take Threads to court because he's saying they copied Twitter, which, fair enough. I mean, it's essentially exactly the same kind of social media.
Yeah.
But... you don't have a trademark or some copyright on the formats of social media. So it's going to be very interesting to see how him and Mark Zuckerberg are going to be fighting this out. And they're actually physically going to fight it out. Apparently, they're going to have a cage match.
Yep. No, this we've heard about and we've seen. Mark Zuckerberg looks good because he's training with actual professional fighters here. And I don't know what Elon is doing.
Well, he's a Pretoria boyki, so he'll be fine.
He's fine. And just quickly, so there's Threads and Twitter. We know that there's big news. Suing might be going on. We're going to hear a lot of news coming out about it.
A lot of things are going to change very soon. Elon has also just announced that the name of Twitter might actually change. And just before recording, we saw that the domain x.com now roots to Twitter.
Right.
So he has apparently always owned x.com, which is a very interesting, website name. But he's been talking about X for ages. And that's the reason why SpaceX is a thing and why the Tesla Model X is a thing. He wants to build X as what he's calling the everything app. So he just doesn't want he doesn't want it to be just the social media. He wants it to be e-commerce, even a banking platform to do payments, all these kind of things, very much like WeChat is doing in China.
Okay.
I think that is kind of where his head is going. And this project is going to be called X, and Twitter's logo is going to change. We don't know if the bird is going to be there at all anymore. It's going to be very interesting the next couple of weeks.
It's going to be sad, though, because, I remember, the bird for Twitter is, to send a tweet. What is it going to be now?
Yeah, no. Send a message to your ex.
it doesn't hit the same at all. Tienis, thank you very much. That is fascinating, but I'm sure we're going to get you back because 100%. I can foresee a lot of news coming out of this for sure. That's your Tech Talk Tuesday here on Smile FM.